Sloppy Joe's Halloween special. Ooh. With creepy goings on and spooky mysteries and great fancy dress.
Well, some of us have.
What's Hello that? And welcome, everybody.
Let's stop the voice.
No, that's a good voice.
How are you and what are you?
Hello, everyone. I'm a Halloween nun. No relation to any sort of religion. I'm just a Halloween nun.
Yeah,
don't
are...
come at me.
What do you mean, no relation to any sort of religion?
I'm my own nun.
That isn't... You can't have your own nun.
Yeah, I can.
They're Catholic.
How many people do you think I've got in my own nun?
Nun?
Yeah.
No. That was my joke. I am a generic ghoul.
Yeah, but you giving me grief. You're saying you don't dress up as anything Halloween-y.
I didn't say that. You just look like...
I mean, I know the knife for the head's very good.
Generic ghoul?
Generic ghoul. What does a ghoul mean?
Oh, I don't know. What? It means bad news for you, mate, if one comes near you.
I'll fucking batter you, mate.
No, you wouldn't.
A ghoul versus a nun.
Throw some, I don't know, vomit on me by the looks of your
I'd stick my crucifix. Oh, no.
Talk to me about your wimple, by the way.
Here's the problem with this. I was out Saturday night for Halloween.
Look at that. That's blood, first of all, I can see on there.
No.
Right.
Look, I was out.
Unfold this bit. Unfold that bit.
How do you mean unfold it?
Unfold it so we can see.
It's unfolded as much as it can.
There you go, on the right, look.
Bloody hell, this keeps things keep falling. Unfortunately, I forgot that it keeps falling down. I'm going to be able to see it in a minute. You have to just help me out. I forgot that I wore this on Saturday night and I did a little sick on Saturday night.
That's absolutely random.
And I think this is it.
So this sick. There's literally sick on your tits.
On my tits?
Well, if you look at the area of the cough. That's anyway, mental. Is that I blood apologize. As well? Did you get fighting?
I don't think. What, got fighting? What, nun versus fucking. There was.
Go on.
A priest in there as well.
Do you know what I mean? Who else have we got with us today? Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know who the fuck it is.
You don't, right? So before. I don't show your camera yet. Before this mystery character comes on air, you guessed who he was first.
Well, I'll tell you.
And it was an insult to me.
I'll tell you who I thought it was when we show him. Ladies and gentlemen, Ethan James! Hey! What is it? Right.
You're such a cheeky fucker.
Right, so genuinely, get your thoughts in the comments what Ethan is. My obvious first thing to say, I think you're Joe McGrath.
Don't say anything yet. Why?
Well,
I know he's got no hair.
Yeah,
but
check.
I've not got one of those goatees.
Well, you have, but you sort of...
I've not, I've
But
not.
Ethan's got the rest of the cheeks. You surely Joe McGrath.
You've got the rest of the cheeks. Go and get your bets in. What are people saying?
A lot of people saying, well, there's a few. There's allergies. Someone says a bell end. Someone said Eric Ten Hag.
He's come as a bell end.
Someone said Sean Paul.
Sean Paul. That would be bad, Ethan, if you came as Sean Paul.
Who have you come as?
Ferrari.
No. You have to do the voice.
Ah, okay.
You can't just say Ferrari.
Okay.
Who's in the corner?
Tactics. Oh, my tactics are to play. Johnny Evans and Harry Maguire, centre off, Lindelof, right back. I am, of course, Eric Ten Hag on Derby Day.
Oh, he's a clown. That's cheeky, that, isn't it?
That's
your disgrace.
That accent was racist, first of all.
No, it was. It was fine.
Okay.
If anything, I think it was very good.
It was better than I thought it was going to be.
Can you do a Ten Hag?
No, and I'm not going to try. And neither should you, really.
Why?
Because at least one of us needs to not be in prison next week.
You can, racism. Like I said, what was my logic? If you can fly there in an hour, you can do the voice.
Yeah, but on what craft?
Plane.
Aeroplane. Just standard.
How far away is Amsterdam? Oh, an hour and a half.
Oops. Ooh, there you go.
There's my logic.
So you look like Joe McGrath, but you're technically Eric Ten Hag. I've got a problem with both of your outfits, and it's the biggest thing that annoys me about Halloween.
What?
Neither of your outfits are scary.
Imagine how terrifying those tactics must be to see playing Johnny Evans centre off just for tactical reasons.
I'm sorry, Joe.
That is terrifying.
I saw the
that's
team
not
news.
Halloween outfit.
I shit myself.
Yeah, that's not that Halloween was, outfit, though, is it?
I'm a scary nun. Have you never seen the film The Nun? terrifying.
Yeah, but doesn't the nun in that have like all kind of makeup on to look evil and stuff?
Yeah, but I did.
But this does men in generally, not just you two.
You got white face paint on and a knife through
your head. I'm dead. I'm literally a ghoul who's dead. What more do you fucking want? What are
we dressed
as? MRSA.
Stop saying you're
I couldn't
a ghoul.
Be scarier,
no
man.
What a ghoul
look
is.
At the state of you. Trying to get your head in that like a Christmas ham wrapped up in twine.
You're a twine.
It's unbelievable.
You're a twat.
Right. What does Maiden about Halloween is people, and you see it all over like Reddit and social media, where they just go with the most obscure thing they can that's not even scary. I get yours, and I do get yours, but some people go as like the mermaid from Little Mermaid. You know, like, that's not anything to do with horror.
To be fair, you're right. I saw a celebrity Halloween party last night.
Yeah.
Who's the guy from Fight Club who batters himself?
Brad Pitt.
No, other lad.
Yeah.
He went as David Beckham.
Did he?
Yeah, he's not scary,
but that's
is he?
Not a Halloween outfit.
Not a Halloween
people
outfit.
Try and go with something really obscure, like a quote, summit.
What do you mean,
from
a quote?
Like Real Housewives of Cheshire.
What?
Do you know what I mean? And you just think, it's not Halloween-y.
No, no, no.
Anyway,
no.
What is Halloween-y?
Halloween-y is right here, right now.
Okay.
That
was weird.
I'm trying to get everyone hyped up.
What are we talking about today?
Right here, right now. Right, we've got ghost stories.
Oh.
Can you, keep that up. Right, we've got ghost stories, trick or treats, would you rathers. And to be fair, we got a 9 out of 10 club that's got nothing to do with Halloween. We just fancy some fried chicken. New Popeyes is open.
I've got trick or treat. Did you say that?
Just one treat?
No, trick or treat. What? Plurals?
It's trick or treats.
It's trick or treats.
It's trick or treats. Trick or treats!
You're not serious.
Hold on, Ethan, say it. Knock on the door.
No.
What are you on about?
I don't even want to do the fucking dialogue here. It's obviously trick or treat. It's singular.
Yeah, but what? You get more than one treat.
Yeah, in your house.
Yeah, fuck off.
In Ethan's house, you barely get one. It's just tricks.
Yeah.
We just used to play knock tricks.
Yeah.
And we get our head
up
kicked
to my
in.
Room.
No, I'm joking.
Anyway,
there is some treats. So it's trick or treats coming up.
Yeah, and we've got the comments on as well. Joe's monitoring the comments. When any ghosts appear, let us know.
Get your thoughts in the comments. Get your stories in the comments as well.
Yeah.
A lot of people thought that Ethan was Ali G, which I bet Ethan doesn't even remember, do you?
Maybe do like who's best dressed.
That's Sacha Baron Cohen, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. That's almost as bad as saying trick or treat.
Unfortunately, we're both having a little malfunction,
aren't we?
Yeah. Go back to your outfit, Ethan. The mustache. The mustache is...
She's caving in a little bit.
The more you talk, the harder it's going to get. Keep that on your face.
Oh, it's to the side. It's a mirror effect.
Should we start with a spooky story?
I proper got into Halloween this year.
You said this before. What do you mean?
I'm obsessed with ghost TV shows. Ooh. There's two that spring to mind. One's a podcast as well, / TV show, called Uncanny.
Okay.
Oh, that was the ghost of the fucking Thursday over there.
The boozer.
One's a show called Uncanny. It started as a podcast where they basically get real life people in, sit them down, and make them relive their ghost story. The stuff that's happened to them in the past.
Okay.
And then what they do is they like recreate a little bit, and then they try and get to the bottom of if it was real or not. They'd have team believers, team skeptics. They get skeptics. They get scientists in and skeptics, and they do all sorts. Brilliant show.
Wow.
But my favourite of them all
is
one called Help, My House is Haunted. Can you Google that?
Yeah.
Can you Google it? They've got the three Avengers of the ghost world. They've got like a sort of priest guy.
Yeah.
They've got a witch.
Huh.
And then they've got guys.
Hang on a sec. Why have they got? Have they got a witch on it?
She knows them.
So she's at the inside.
She
man.
Can help identify if
so
there's a demon.
So is she a witch that has been sort of is now a double agent and is working for the good guys?
Yeah.
How did they recruit her?
Big. It took a while. Bit of cheddar.
Lot of money, isn't it? To get a witch over from the dark side onto being, a cast member for Help My House is Haunted.
Yeah. But it's all apparently real, this, right?
Apparently.
People write in, go, Help My House is Haunted, name of the show. And then these three rock up, spend 3 days there. And there is, if you've seen it, you'll know it's brilliant because if these people actually believe it, it's fascinating.
If you'll see it, if you've seen it, you're probably one of the 334 people that have voted it a 5.6 out of 10 on IMDb. That's how brilliant it is.
Do you know what?
That review speaks for itself.
Is they've got like new tech now.
Oh, yeah.
Where they like will be in a room somewhere and they'll hear a little murmuring of a noise. And then that tech will register it and say it as a word.
What? So he can interpret ghosts.
It's so full of shit.
What did he say? Why is it always? What?
Get out! Get out! Get out! Get they're out. All shit themselves.
It's always get out, themselves. Isn't it?
And then
why do ghosts always choose to live in spooky places? By the way, if I die, the last place I want to live is it? What? An old abandoned children's home? Yeah. No, I'm going to live in Trafford Centre.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Somewhere lovely.
Do you believe in ghosts?
I'm going to live on Barbados in the beach, Mauritius.
What if it's probably full of? That's where no, you can't get on a plane if you're a ghost.
Of course you can. I float across the ocean. Why do they live in spooky places? Oh, I'm a ghost. Where am I going to live? By myself in people a dark
think
wood.
People think they're trapped because of their past traumas, Joe.
Oh, is take that what it is? Seriously. Okay, well, talk to me about ghosts then.
Right, well, there's this one called the Old Lady of Windermere.
Oh. I feel like I know everything I need to.
She was haunting the electrical goods.
What? Ooh, don't buy a Toshiba first moon.
And, like, they'd say they did, and they'd literally turn everything off at the what's it called, the power
Curry's PC World.
Yeah, and no.
It must be a nightmare going in there in Windermere.
And then she'd, in the night, just turn everything back on, and you'd be woken by the sound of the toaster popping up. That was it. That was the spookiest thing.
Go on.
It was a normal toaster. Yeah. They used to bring normal toasters in the house, and whenever it popped up, it went fucking flying. The bread went mad, and they filmed it. This toaster was normal, right? So they're outside the house. They do an experiment where the toast goes in, pop, nice bit of bread comes. Well, it's toast now.
A little bit of toast.
Nice bit of toast comes out. It's easy. They put it in the house. Two days later, boom, goes down. Bang! Toast flying
through
about.
Through the roof.
So,
do you believe in ghosts then?
I believe that if you've had a bit of trauma in your life,
yeah,
like you died really badly, I believe you stick around where you died to haunt it.
So what happens if you die really goodly?
You're done.
That's almost worse.
Nah, you don't know, because you see these ghosts that kick about, they love just fucking things up a little bit.
They never really show themselves properly, do they? What they instead
will
do,
caked in.
They'll do something like, they'll make a light flicker. They'll move a cake tin. They'll make a baby cry. Something like that. They'll fire some toast through the ceiling. Why don't they do more?
One of the episodes, they were haunted by a dead dog.
Oh, that's a shame. Well, how did it die that dead bad?
Died bad.
How did it die so bad that a dog sticks around?
I don't know, but it must have died. It's not there to give an account of its death, was it?
I mean, have a guess.
Oh.
What, probably
choked on a bone?
Put in a carrier bag, thrown on the fire.
What?
Light fluid down its belly or something. Pretty rough stuff, isn't it? What about you, Ethan? Do you believe in ghosts?
Have you ever killed a dog?
Have I ever killed a dog?
No. Sorry.
Do you believe in ghosts?
I must be honest. I'm against all kind of... I don't believe in spiritual things, I don't think. I don't mean to sound disrespectful.
You did used to date a witch, though, famously.
Yeah, I did date a witch. That is
true. Did she ever do any spells?
Well, I got told at the time
to 6'5".
By my mum to definitely stick with that because it makes me more of an open-minded person. Mm. And then in the end, I just guess I'm even more close-minded for the experience.
Yeah, it shows as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, but in terms of like spiritual stuff, do you believe in the star signs?
No. Oh,
what are you?
No.
Leo.
You stink of a Leo.
What do you
mean
I stink of a Leo?
Fuck, dirty Leo in the corner.
What's Leo meant to be?
I've no idea. I'm a Cancer.
Yeah, I've been saying that about this podcast for a long time. Me and Ethan both agree.
Yeah.
What star sign are you, though?
Cancer. What are you, Ethan?
Well, honestly, isn't it horrible that one of them is called Cancer,
yeah,
by the way?
No. Why don't you do some of the other diseases you've got?
Yeah. Yeah.
Chicken pox.
Yeah, nice. You softened it there.
Yeah,
you?
Ethan.
Yeah, it was going to be something terrible before, wasn't it? Yeah. It is weird that they're all like Sagittarius, Capricorn, and they sound like they could be one of Santa's reindeers. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then one of them just called Cancer.
I know. It's awful, that.
Terrible.
Really,
what are you, Ethan?
I really want to say a couple of other things.
Yeah, just imagine your own diseases, offensive diseases.
Right, get in the comments.
Yeah, write your favourite
disease. Write the most offensive diseases in there.
Well, I genuinely don't know what I am.
Oh, when's your birthday?
April.
April, April what?
Can I say that on here?
What are they going to do? Impersonate you?
God.
I got someone stolen your identity for your birthday.
Stolen away your mother's maiden name.
When I was applying for jobs, I got told to never expose my birthday.
That's ridiculous.
Knob. What do you mean never expose your birthday?
Because people might want to impersonate me.
Yeah. Right, just give us what the day after is.
I tell you what, we don't have to worry about anyone wanting to impersonate you, Ethan, okay?
What's the day after your birthday then?
Yeah.
My gran was born on the 16th of April and I was born on the day after.
17th. Sherlock, love that.
No, I'm a nun.
Oh, yeah. April 17th, star sign. Aries.
What does that mean?
Bold and brave.
Oh, you know. I am bold today, let me tell you that.
Not bold.
Oh, you should have been an Aries.
Hey!
What?
Fuck off.
You can feel the Aries blowing through your hairs, can't you? Lovely. Your hair's looking so much
Shut
better.
Shut up, anyway, let's move on.
No, that's sorry, just to comment on that.
Yeah.
Because obviously, I know you've been doing the whole Suns thing, and they've sponsored us for a bit.
Yeah.
Genuinely, I was looking at that Suns advert with Mr. Drew Smith the other day, and we both thought, fucking hell, your hair is a bit thicker now. Is that because you've grown it, or is that because of the drugs?
It's two things. One, I have, and this is what I generally mean about Suns. This isn't me putting an advert in here.
Oh, God.
It stopped my hair falling out. Yeah. I'm not saying it's grown it back.
Okay.
I'm saying I can see the difference. Like, there was a decline, wasn't there, Joe? Oh, yeah. And it was a fast decline.
Oh, yeah.
I'd sneeze and a clump would come out.
I know. It's rough stuff.
But it's holding on for dear life, this. It's like armour. And it's helped my hair with armour. And it's holding on.
Yeah.
And if I keep on holding on, it'll do me well.
Mm.
Is it grown back yet?
What else have you done? That was one thing.
Oh, I've started to use... rosemary oil. Have you seen this on TikTok?
I've seen it all over TikTok.
TikTok rosemary oil, but I bought the wrong one. I bought it like an olive oil kind of thing.
I bought olive oil in my hair.
What?
Yeah. What?
What? Can I get rid of this? Because it's doing my head
in. No, you got to leave
it. Falling out like the sieve.
I've got a ghost story. Do you want that ghost story now?
Hold on, you can't just skip over the fact you put olive oil in your hair.
What? I've told you this before. Want to get out of the shower?
Get out of the shower,
put a sort of, whoa. No, that's good to say. Get out of the shower, put half a teaspoon of rosemary oil on the hair. Olive oil, sorry.
Fuck, you're lying.
I promise.
Some people put coffee in the hair, apparently. That helps.
Yeah, the caffeine's meant to help stimulate the follicle, isn't it?
It wasn't this much of a pain in the arse on the night out.
Because you were absolutely so shit-faced that you were sick.
What a night, though. Rumple. What a night. I'll talk about that in the next Sloppy Joe's podcast.
Can I tell you a ghost story?
Of course you can.
This is from one of our listeners called Jamie.
Oh, that's a spooky name, isn't
it? Actually, called Please Keep Me Anonymous.
Oh, no.
It's a good job this isn't live, is it?
Yeah, trim that.
Yeah,
just even trim there.
Called Jamie.
Shit, don't say it again.
It's out there now, isn't
it's
it?
It's not, it's in there.
Ethan, give him another name.
I'm going to call him James.
Good. That's good, hiding in plain sight. Yeah. This is genuinely,
we asked for this on the Patreon, didn't we? Patreon.com/Sloppy Joe's podcast, by the way.
Yeah, if you want a Patreon, get stuck in.
You got a new episode on Monday, and it was fabulous.
It was. So this is from James.
James.
Hit the music.
Oh.
There you go. I have a bit of a mad story from 15 years ago or so. I was seeing a girl at the time who was a spiritual advisor. He says, I know, I don't believe stuff like that either, but I promise this story is true. There you go. You believe it. I don't know why I said either. Yeah. We went to see Too Many DJs on Halloween at the old Carling Academy in Glasgow. I think that's the name of them.
Oh.
Then went back to her flat with a mate of mine's and his mate from work. At one point, they went to the 24-hour to get fags, leaving me and my girlfriend in the flat.
Nice.
Simple. I was just talking to her on the couch out of nowhere. I felt like something ran behind us. I asked her if she felt that, knowing that it was a weird question to ask. And to my surprise, she wasn't surprised at all. Just weirdly asked me to stop talking about it. Don't talk about
it.
Oh,
no. This is creepy, this.
Don't talk about it.
She knows, don't she?
He said, my brain doesn't work like that. So I was trying to rationalize what happened, asking her loads of questions. I could feel my eyes flicking to the corner of the room. When out of nowhere, she just said, Jamie, stop looking at him.
Oh, I'm done. I'd have just finished my drink and left.
Sure as she said it, there was the most bizarre apparition in the corner. It was a man with a kind of messy bowl cut, a bubble-style jacket and glasses, crouched in the corner, looking absolutely terrified. To explain how this apparition appeared, it was a mix of a shadow and the haze that you see over a road on a hot day, But when my girlfriend asked me why I wanted to leave, on a hot day, but so defined that I was able to see the guy's features perfectly.
Terrifying.
I leapt up, terrified that I'd seen a ghost, but when my girlfriend asked me why I wanted to leave, it was if her rational question helped calm me down, and I went from being afraid to being absolutely delighted that I'd just seen a bloody bastard ghost.
Whoa.
The next morning, I woke up, saw a flatmate.
Hold on. He stayed over.
Yeah.
I don't fuck. I don't know.
Ghosty in the corner. Don't worry about that. The next morning, I woke up and saw a flatmate who'd been out at her boyfriend's the previous night. I told her excitedly that they had a ghost in their flat. And she went, yeah, I know. The guy with the bubble jacket and glasses. Well, slap my arse and call me Casper. There it was. Objective verification from someone who wasn't there at the time and who I didn't even have to describe the guy to. I've always known that no one would believe me and give me the time of day, and the fact that my girlfriend was a spiritual advisor, aka psychic, but I couldn't give a monkeys. I know what I saw following that night. I never saw the guy again, but I would fairly regularly hear commotion in the bathroom and what sounded like someone running down the stairs.
No,
I've often wondered if it was
that.
Maybe what I saw was an imprint of something terrible that happened, like you said, about trauma, as opposed to something sentient, but I've never been able to properly rationalize it.
Wow.
Hope you lads have a great Halloween. It would be sick if someone else had a similar experience to what I saw. Seeing it helped me understand why ghosts are portrayed the way they are in films, but also but also how wide of the mark they are. All the best.
Bloody hell, that is terrifying.
Genuinely mad, that is.
Terrifying,
isn't it?
Scary.
Yeah.
And that was sent in today, sloppyjoespodcast@gmail.com.
Just looking at the email.
What, it was from Jamie, wasn't it?
That was sent from the Sloppy Joe's email.
What?
The email came from inside the studio. Who's that in the corner?
No.
Yeah, no.
That was uncalled for. Sorry, everyone.
Sorry, everyone. Oh, sorry. I worked up there.
That is terrifying.
That's good, that, isn't it?
What was you? You saw a ghost in the middle of a room, Ethan. Are you staying?
If I saw a ghost,
it'd be shit scared of you.
What is going on?
It'd see you and it'd fuck off out the window, wouldn't it?
No.
You'd go right to hell as soon as it saw you.
I would prod away at it.
Prod away? What do you mean?
I'd want to know what it just feels like.
What do you mean prod
away? That's such a good point. I love that. Why does no one ever prod away at it?
I think it disappears, doesn't it?
Oh, does it though? No one's ever tried. Everyone just sits and watches it.
In the history of ghosts, you think no one's ever tried prodding one?
Prodding away at it. Well, how come you never hear that then?
Probably because your finger goes missing. it gets taken off.
Yeah. Clean off. Fucking hell, that's a good one, isn't it? Have you got any ghost stories?
Yes, I do.
Let me get my phone. Where is it?
Terrifying.
I thought you were going to pull a scroll out then.
This was sent in as well. Are you excited for this one? Are you ready?
Yeah.
This was sent in today, a ghost story from up north.
Ooh.
In the spooky northeast, in a spooky village, on a spooky hill, in a spooky place called Wark.
Oh, hang on a minute. No.
There was the most dangerous and creepy cottage of them all.
Yeah.
Some say the cottage was haunted by a swinging... Some say the cottage was haunted by swingers.
Oh, yeah.
And if you ever went on a night, you would see a ghost of a man called, can I say John? John would sometimes look like he was possessed, but don't be frightened. That was just the whiz. Once inside the cottage, you may also hear the several cries of cats who were tragically murdered in the house.
Oh, no.
Some would whisper, why did you even buy me when your son's allergic to it in the first place?
That's a really good point, actually.
Others would just cry as they were forgotten about.
Oh, left behind the sofa, dead.
Dead. Often the cottage would smell like ginger cake.
Oh.
A speciality for John the ghost.
The ghost.
But don't take a bite, as you might get the shits.
That's true. Or an erection.
One thing's for sure. Survive the cottage, just bring £50 cash, say that you love drum and bass, and don't bring your car keys.
Oh my God.
To Wark and beyond.
Whoa, spooky.
That is spooky, that.
Who could ever survive such a cottage, Ethan? Can you imagine such a place?
Do you know your swingers comment?
Yes.
My friend.
There we go.
Alan,
been invited to what?
Used to, after the cottage days and after we were there, used to. Have you heard of dogging before?
Stop yourself.
We are live here, Ethan, so good luck.
Pre-watershed.
I've heard of dogging, yeah. So you essentially shagging your car.
Shagging your car?
Is that what it is?
You can't shag a car.
You can. Have you seen that video of the guy who started a sexual relationship with his car?
Up the fucking exhaust pipe.
Yeah, awful. Honestly. It's mental. Awful.
Right. Yeah, we all know what dogging is, yeah.
Well, I think Alan used to, on the riverbank.
Wait, no. Slow down. You can't give us little bits and bobs. Your mate Alan used to go dogging on the riverbank.
I'm not confirming that.
You are.
You just said it.
You're saying it like someone else brought this to the table. You've just started and ended that story. You have therefore confirmed it.
He suggested it might have happened.
What? No. Tell us more about how he suggested it.
Was he in a car?
You drive there.
Wow.
Why are you being so secretive now? You can't be. So, who would he? Did he have a long-term girlfriend?
My parents have the caravan in...
No, we're talking about Alan.
In the caravan.
The are you okay?
What's going on here, Ethan? Stop backtracking. Right.
Why have you just said my parents are a caravan?
Sorry, yes. They have a caravan.
Yes. Yeah. Congratulations.
And they told me to let you know something about a pineapple and a flamingo, and I don't know what that means.
A pineapple is a sign of swinging, isn't it? I once saw a little extract from Gogglebox, and they were watching a swingers show on Channel 4, and if you wear a pineapple, it means you're up for it.
Yeah, I'm just Googling it. What do pineapples and flamingos mean at a campsite?
Also, by the way,
it means that swingers use them to symbolise that they're open to a fling and having a good time with fellow couples.
What a tactic by Ethan that was, by the way, just to throw a pineapple our way and hopefully forget the Alan goes dogging comments.
He simply can't do it by a river bend or whatever it was.
River bank.
Oh, right. I thought it was like Pocahontas or something. Poking something, I suppose. I fuck once more just beyond the riverbank.
Oh,
that's absolutely
man. Hideous,
that. Dogging. You've never done that, have you?
I've never gone dogging.
No.
I've walked my dog.
Yeah. Where?
By the riverbank. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
What a scary sight.
Awful.
Alan, I mean, how much for you to watch Alan get it on, Ethan?
How much would I pay?
No, if I was to watch, you have to watch Alan.
Yeah, how much would you pay to watch it?
I don't know if I would.
Everything
like that.
You've got, wouldn't you? You'd have to put it all in.
Alan's
the
getting it on, dogging. How much would you want to be paid to go and watch it? And you have to watch the full thing.
I'm getting paid, yes.
Yeah.
So is he.
Oh, fucking
he's a performer
hell.
After all.
There would be some content to be had there, wasn't there?
Yeah, there would.
But I also need to think about my own.
And it's like one of those like 4D cinemas. Do you know where there's like stuff flying at you and stuff? You know.
Yeah, I wonder, dogging, do you get a doggy bag to take home?
You do, actually. Yeah.
Some of the leftovers.
I'm thinking in 2023, mental health is quite important. So I don't know if I should do that to myself. Do you know what I mean?
Right. So
but
no
I wish him the best.
So I offer you £500,000, would you take it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Of course he would.
Right, you said you got some... What? Go on.
I've got some trick or treats.
Oh, no, Ethan's got a ghost story. Do we not remember that?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, Ethan's got a ghost story, of course.
Before we do trick or treats, Ethan's ghost story, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yes. For this story, took place very recently on Sunday.
Oh, is this a joke about United losing the derby?
Fucking fuming.
For at an old abandoned venue where the roof was falling down. It was dark and horrible.
Yeah.
Even on quite a bright day.
Yeah.
A brainless clown put 11 zombie army on a field. And he said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pick the most brainless of the lot to be the very foundation of this team.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make these crazy ideas. I'm going to come up with high press style.
Right,
and only
there's no high press in the zombie realm.
The high press
we get
style.
It. Yeah, we get it.
It's only the high pressure I'm going to cause
in
everybody's hearts who may watch and may fear.
And then
I'm going to make it an absolute shit show.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say shit show, but why did it take you so long to know that you were going to say shit show?
And I promise you this, those who watched will never forget that day.
Whoa, that was spooky.
I'm
really trying. I've got some trick or treats for you.
Lovely.
So what I've got here is a selection of unusual crisps.
Right, great.
And all you have to do, very simple, tell me what flavour it is.
Okay, so what flavour? So you've got to close my eyes. Yeah.
And Ethan, you're part of this as well.
So let's start with... Do you want to close my eyes?
Start with this one.
Do you want me to close my eyes?
You know, it's okay.
I'll hand you up.
Ethan, are you going to come over? Or do I want to come to you?
Excuse me.
Oh,
sorry.
Well, I'll do whatever you want.
Okay, I'm going to slide your crisp over now. Slide your two over.
Slide me two.
And you have to tell me what flavour that is.
What flavour they are. Okay, yeah. That looks very crispy, that one.
It's not like the time when you brought those, like, pig feet in that way, was it?
They weren't pig feet. It was pig face. Oh.
I'll bring you one now,
Ethan.
No, talk us through that.
I'm getting weird. I'm sort of getting a little bit of cheese, I think. But then there's a little bit of a meaty flavour kicking about.
Oh, yeah.
Like possibly a pork.
Possum.
Oh.
What's up with you?
Oh, that's horrible.
Is it? It's not that bad, is it? Is it a bad flavour?
That's not a nice flavour. Do you know what I think it is?
Go on.
Pork scratching flavour.
Pork scratching flavour. Interesting.
I gave you the pork, didn't
I? Would you like me to tell you?
Yeah.
It was actually egg yolk flavour.
Oh. That's fucking rank.
So was that a trick or a treat? Did you like it?
I quite liked it, yeah. It's interesting. Egg yolk.
Oh, do you know, it reminds me of the Chinese chicken and sweet corn soup, which has egg in it.
So you like it now, don't you?
No.
Have you ever had them before?
No, never had them before. They're delicious, but they're about 14 quid for a packet, weren't they?
Yeah.
Right, next one. Now, I guess I know which... what. Jesus. I guess I know what kind of ballpark we're playing in now. Oof! What was that?
Don't worry about that.
Right, I'm going to slide you a couple of mystery crisperies.
Well, these are more ridged for the viewers. These stink. They smell like alcohol. They're fucking disgusting. Yep. Even put your face. Yeah. I know what they are. Wait. Put your camera on, Ethan. Whilst you eat it. I know what they are.
Do you actually?
I think I can guess.
Go on then.
Is it red wine?
Not a bad guess.
Tastes like red wine.
Ethan, what flavour do you think it is? It's not a bad guess, that.
He's not far off.
Look at that. The scientist. Hey, I tell you what, folks, he's not far off with that one. There we go.
It's,
Oh, wow.
It's Ribena.
It's not fucking Ribena, is it? You know?
It's Ribena.
It's not Ribena, is it?
I'll tell you what they are.
It's fruity, isn't it?
It's got something about it. It is lager flavoured crisps.
Oh!
Isn't it? Now you know.
Yeah, now I know.
It's almost fizzy.
Oh my god, it makes me feel a bit sick, actually.
Yeah. That was a bit of a treat.
They are fucking rank now.
They're really bad. What do you make of that, Ethan? Beer flavoured crisps.
Ethan?
You getting
it? I can't.
What you got, boy?
I can't fathom it.
What do you mean?
Fathom.
What do you mean you can't fathom it?
I just...
That's not a sentence, is it?
I don't know what it is.
It's lager.
Lager.
I don't think it is.
What do you mean you don't think it is? That's what they're going for.
I genuinely think... I'm convinced it's Ribena.
It's not Ribena.
Can you see I'm holding up a bag with a pint of lager on front of it?
No, I'm aware of that, but...
You know, I think it tastes like. Did you ever have that, like strawberry chocolate?
It has got a lot.
Yeah.
Of, some fruit to
it.
It's
like that. Yeah. Like it's called like ruby chocolate or something.
Ruby chocolate.
Yeah.
That's got some sweetness to it.
Two more to go.
Oh, amazing!
This one.
Fuck, you strap yourself in, folks. Got a right way of opening bags of crisps, haven't you?
What? Open at the top, bang! Standard style. Okay, there you go.
Oh, these are again ridged but slightly darker. Oh, these fucking stink. Ethan, don't eat yours yet.
There you go, Ethan. It's on top of there.
Don't eat
actually,
it.
Sniff it. Smells
bad.
I'm
going to do one at the same time.
Oh. Oh, what is that?
I know what it is.
Oh, do you?
Is it spare ribs?
No, not it's quite. Not.
Nope.
It's not that.
Have you been eating one?
Yeah, I'm not just guessing off smell alone.
It's something to do with a Chinese.
Oh. Okay.
It took me to a Chinese restaurant.
Which one?
It's not a fortune cookie.
No. Why have you eaten one yet?
No.
Put it in your mouth.
Oh.
What is it?
It's chicken chow mein.
Not quite.
Is it pork chow suey?
What, I don't even know what that is. No. It is Norman Spicy Hot Pot. So you should be getting a numb taste.
Hell.
But you're getting that numbness.
Numb?
Slightly.
What have you done to me?
Tingly numminess to it. No?
Okay. Can't think you're wrong. He's talking like we've just been to the dentist.
Ethan,
like
you did quite well there, mate.
Well, hold on. What I was said it? Picking, I said
pork char suey, which pork isn't even suey. A dish.
Yes, it's the pink pork.
Pink pork.
Right. Final one.
Finally, this one comes in a slightly different packaging, and it's not a crisp.
Pringles.
So put your hand out.
It's not a crisp.
Not really. I'm going to come round to you, but I don't need to look at it.
Unfortunately, I feel like he saves the worst to last, so I feel like this could be horrific.
So what are you going to do? We're all just going to put it in our mouth at once.
Yeah.
Okay? We're going to put some in your mouth. Don't. Put some in your mouth.
Is it what? What the fuck is that? What is that? What is that? No, 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 no! Even wait till you put your hand out. This is disgusting.
There you go.
Ooh, it's like wet. It feels wet.
It's not wet.
Can I look?
What the fuck is that?
Can I look?
Of course you can look.
Oh, it looks like flint.
Oh no.
Right. We're all going to try it together. You ready?
What is it?
Three.
No, how much do I put in?
All of it.
Just no, I don't, it I don't think
no, I Ethan, do it all. Come on. Three. Happy Halloween.
Is it like
two.
Sawdust?
One.
Ethan, cut to you. It's fucking rank, that. What the fuck is that?
Is it candy floss?
You're so close.
It's like more meaty.
Is it? What?
It tastes
no,
like...
it's a bit meaty.
What is it? Fuck off, Joe! That's fucking terrifying.
It
you,
is.
You can't run someone else back from
pork floss. Have you just farted? That's absolutely gorgeous, that.
That's candy floss made of pork.
It's candy floss made out of pig meat.
Oh, that pig meat.
That's an astonishing invention, isn't it?
How have you done it?
That's incredible.
I know. So yeah, pork floss, original
flavour.
It does
taste like candy floss, doesn't it?
Yeah, the number one ingredient, pig meat.
Mad.
Amazing, cooked before eating. Don't worry about that. Oh shit.
What?
Come on.
Right, should we eat before we move on?
There you go, trick or treat.
Trick or treat!
They were all pretty treaty actually, weren't they?
Yeah, they were.
The lager one was horrible.
Mad. Yeah. Well, I enjoyed it. Hey, we've got some Halloween Would You Rathers in from our patrons. And then we finish off with our 9 out of 10 club, which is Stone Cold.
not the wrestler.
Ethan.
Aye.
Would you rather be haunted by the ghost of Joe McGrath or Joe Smith?
What does that entail, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, that's a good point.
You
have to basically be our girlfriend.
I'd haunt you every time you go to the toilet.
Horn me?
Haunt you.
He haunts you when you're on the toilet and when you're in the kitchen. I haunt you in the bedroom and in the living room.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Joe Smith then.
Why? You won't be able to sleep.
I feel like... Oh, sorry, my beard is gone there. Oh, sorry. I feel like if I had McGrath with me in the bathroom, he'd get some fucking nasty fetish from that.
I can imagine you using it as face paint.
Did you hear about that Reddit story?
Which one?
The one about...
That doesn't narrow it down at all, because Reddit allows stories
of
every genre.
Got every story
it's
in
got,
it.
Yeah, it's not
is
a type
about
of story.
Is it about a haunted ghost who...
Go on, what is it?
It's about... Oh, it's awful, actually.
I'll try and find it. Give me the keywords, I'll try and find it.
The keywords would be...
Reddit.
Date.
I know what you're going to say here.
It's not the door one, is it? Where she left it by the door?
This is an absolute urban myth.
What is it?
I'll tell the story.
Yeah, go on, Em.
This is one of those things that's just not
true.
Let Ethan
say it.
Go on, Em.
So, apparently, and I don't like this kind of thing. I mean, nobody should like this kind of thing. But a girl went on a date to a fella's house.
Yeah, classic.
And at the house, they have a bit of scran together.
Scran. Have did you say that on the Reddit post?
Sorry, they have a bit of food for those who are more southern and, can I say, foreign? Than the old listeners from around my parts. And what happens? What happens is
those who are more foreign.
What happens was she goes round to this house to have some food with the man, and the man cooks her a lovely curry dish, and she sticks into this dish, and then after she's had the curry dish, she says to the man, "Oh, I think I need to nip the loo if that's all right. My stomach's feeling a wee bit funny."
Oh no!
He goes, "Waitress, there. I'm going to nip to the loo and make sure it's all right for you and it's presentable." And she goes, "All right, all right." And he's away for 8 minutes.
8 minutes.
And then she goes into the toilet.
Yeah, yeah.
Just fucking rip it off. I've took my.
No, leave it on. I like
she
it.
Goes
I like
into, she goes into the toilet. And sorry. He goes into the.
Why did you just get taken over by a spirit? I didn't like that.
This beard has gone absolutely AWOL.
Yeah, go on. Carry on. Tell the story.
She goes into the toilet. Yeah. But it's too late. She's already shat herself. Right. And then
she couldn't hold it in for 8 minutes.
Yeah.
What do you mean,
yeah?
Some curry.
Oh, she's 6 months old.
I've had a couple of dance acts like that in the past.
Have you?
And what happens
was... They dance out, don't they?
Let me get to the mad bit. She walks out of the bathroom, and when she comes back, the guy is there, and he's picked up a shit from the chair, and he's covered himself in it, and he said, let's do it. And then someone replied on the Reddit post, hang on, this is the guy, I know this guy, I'm from the same part. The same experience happened to me. He puts fucking drugs in, laxatives in the food, and then he does that. Isn't that awful?
That's fucking horrendous. What's his address? I'll give him the night of his fucking life.
You would.
I was fucking hitting when I turned up. I don't need the fucking
when he's,
curry,
when
mate.
He's drowning in it.
I don't need
I've
that
been
curry.
Eating laxatives my whole life.
You have no, yeah.
That's not the story I'd heard, but they're all a variation on the same story.
No. I've never heard that story.
I've never heard that one.
Like, there is variations of pooing yourself.
But also, this doesn't
that.
Work because, I mean, it's, well, I suppose, it, yeah, I'm just looking at how long laxatives take to kick in. It's saying about 3 hours, so maybe that could work. But the usual version of that story, which I believe is also a myth, there's two or three, isn't there? One is she goes to the toilet, it doesn't flush, so she gets it out.
Puts it in a bag. Like a plastic bag.
He's gone to work already in the morning. She says, I'll let myself out. She gets the poo out of the toilet, puts it in a bag, she's just going to bin it when she gets outside. She leaves the house, realises she's left her bag on the kitchen counter. So essentially he returns home to a bag full of her shit on there. That's one classic. The other one, and in trying to find this, I found what I think to be an actual story here, like a real, because this is sort of a fictional tale. This is on BBC News website.
What?
The woman, a woman who threw her poo out of her date's toilet window because it wouldn't flush had to be rescued after she got stuck trying to retrieve it.
I think I remember the image.
She threw the poo out the window. It didn't land in the garden, but became wedged between two non-opening windows. No. After climbing in head first, she got wedged. Mr. Smith had to call the fire service for help.
Unbelievable. Crazy. Anyway, well, that was Roger Ravis. Right, here we go. I've got another couple for you.
Imagine that. Walking That's upstairs horrible. Into your bathroom, and there's a woman upside down in a window chasing after her own shit.
Being there.
You don't even get a second date. Imagine.
Oh, definitely get a second date. Here's from Jake. If your girlfriend and Ethan swapped brains and you had to sleep with one of them to swap them back, who would you do the nasty with?
Wait, what? So
Ethan's become our girlfriends and they have become Ethan.
Yeah.
You have to sleep with one of them for the brains to return back
to
who they are.
I get to look like Lizzie.
Well, do you want to say, I don't know if you wanted to. I didn't know for a second if you said a name on the podcast.
Why did Lizzie get brought up first?
Yeah.
Well, I thought that was the story you were bringing.
Okay,
well,
it's both of us.
So I get to look like.
Get to look like? Why are you saying it like you want this? Stop saying get to look like.
All right.
He's got himself in a cul-de-sac.
What do you mean?
Yeah, you get to look like it. What would you do?
No.
What would I do?
No, I'm not having this conversation happening. I think the answer has to be different for both of us. I think for you, you sleep with the person that looks like Becky and just never speak to Ethan again.
Yeah.
And for me, because I work with him, I have to do the other one.
You'd have to sleep
with Lizzie. Lizzie's mind. Body. Yeah. Because then.
Did you spank him? Right. Here we go.
Absolutely not.
A couple more minutes. Right, here's the next one.
Oh, God.
Would you rather be able to see ghosts or be able to talk to ghosts?
Talk to, obviously.
A bit more than that.
Well, yeah, because what do you get from seeing them?
You see them.
Yeah, but then you can't speak to them.
You wave.
Yeah.
Sign language.
So it's just like an ornament.
That fucking.
Although maybe that's better, because what are they going to talk? What am I going to talk
also,
about?
Also, if you can't see them, you can only hear them. You might just feel like there's just voices in your head. And you go fucking mental.
That's a good point. Yeah, I'll just see them.
See him. You see him, Ethan.
What was the scenario? Sorry.
Forget it. What's the next one?
Are you off your fucking head?
Yeah, he is. Yeah. Are you got any more?
Yeah. Right. Here's for
what
Ethan.
Was the scenario?
Ethan.
Oh yeah. Here we go.
Oh,
would
yeah,
you
oh,
rather no. quit the Sloppy Joe's pod?
Yeah.
Or never be able to watch a live Newcastle game again?
Yep, quit the pod.
I saw him drafting a letter earlier anyway.
What about if you can still watch Newcastle but you can't just go to the ground?
So I get to either go to work or do something I enjoy.
Well,
what are you going to pick?
I think, well, to be honest, my job anyway is watching fucking Manchester United.
So you've already got that, about them. Which is great.
So I miss out on going to watch Newcastle United anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's my life. That's the life I'm living.
So he gets to stay on the pod.
Before we do the 9 out of 10 club and wrap things up, anyone, what are the comments saying?
Yeah, some people are still taking a dim view to Ethan's Ten Hag-based racism before.
Oh, really? Wasn't racism.
Wasn't
racism.
He stopped saying words like that.
Danny Dude said he thinks it was.
Doing a good accent.
Some people are, people talking about Ethan's beard. He's knocked the beard off him, which isn't very good.
Oh, that's a bit.
Yeah. For the first time in YouTube history, Newcastle are better than United, so can't blame Ethan for milking the shit out of it.
True.
That's a good point. Someone says fried oily foods. Joe's back to life. The Chris really got you going, didn't they?
I was back to life, but yeah, they did do something to me.
Speaking of fried oily foods, are we not going to get into the fried oily foods soon?
Yes, okay, ladies and gentlemen.
What? Oh, 9 out of 10 club.
I
think he's hungry.
I said, Ethan, let's read out some comments and do the 9 out of 10 club.
Oh, sorry. Let's read out some more comments.
Right then, everyone. Here in Manchester, you might already have one in where you are. We've just got what people have been saying is Beyonce's and Jay-Z's favourite fried chicken shop.
Wow, what a sentence.
It is Popeyes.
Ooh. It is so new on the scene.
It is.
It arrived this week.
Please, right. People watch the show and go, why don't you eat the food at the start? And we often do and then edit it in. But we couldn't do that today because it's live.
Yeah.
So this is cold sandwiches.
This is on the cusp of being dangerous to eat.
Right, I'm taking one. Right, so we have got an original piece of chicken.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Pizza chicken.
Piece of chicken. We've got a wing each.
Oh, nice.
We've got a sandwich each.
Lovely.
And then we have got a bit of mac and cheese.
Fucking hell, have you bought everything on the menu?
And gravy. Ooh.
Never heard of it.
I've heard of gravy.
Right.
What do you say, Ethan?
I've heard of it.
Good lad.
What do you want to... Oh, and we got a biscuit as well.
So talk to me about Popeyes. Oh. For those who don't know, what is it? Just sort
it's
of
a
KFC,
scone.
Is it?
It's a scone. This is what Joe does, by the way. Joe's just going to eat the whole fucking thing now. Let me speak. Don't talk down the mic. We got complaints last time. You munchy. I think it is just a good KFC. Mm. People love it. It was dead busy in Manchester when I went. Are you starting off with a burger?
Queuing around the corner, aren't they?
Queuing around the corner. Let me show the burger off. Joe couldn't wait.
Okay.
Spicy burger.
Bring it closer towards you, and now it's in focus.
It feels like this burger's got a bone in it.
You did have them on your lap before.
Interesting.
I tell you what I will say about that burger immediately before I get to anything else. It stayed crisp.
Yeah.
It's very fucking crispy, that.
Yeah, it's quite crispy.
It's literally been sat there, what, genuinely, an hour and 40 minutes or
something? Yeah, yeah. Is it dangerous to eat this?
No, I think
I'm going to dip in the gravy.
That's crispy as hell. Oh! That now, when it's been sat there in the bag sweating, is crispier than any KFC burger I've ever had new. Wow. Isn't it? That's unbelievably crisp. It's completely like you wouldn't know it. It's cold, obviously, because the temperature hasn't stayed. But you wouldn't know it had been sat about.
The flavours are great, you know.
The flavour's fantastic.
Alarm. I can't eat this.
Why?
I saw a TikTok, and apparently...
Wait till we've started.
There are up to 50 chemicals in these, and it causes addiction. And apparently, it's really... Oh, my beard fell onto the microphone.
I caught it. Well done. What? So talk to me again. What have you seen?
I saw that this burger... It's packed with chemicals, and the only reason you like it is because those chemicals are tricking you and you'll become addicted to it.
Is this just Popeyes in general, or do you mean
or
like chicken
is this
burger?
Popeyes?
No, it's just all food.
No, this is the worst one in America for chemicals.
Take a fucking bite of it.
Yeah, I will take a bite of it.
Yeah, thank you.
Lad. It does sound quite good.
I never bother with stuff like that. Just don't have too much of it.
Yeah.
That's the obvious thing, isn't it? Yeah, it's packed with chemicals. Of course it is. It's fast food.
Right, I'm going to have a wing. You got a wing in front of you?
So is this a spicy wing or is this a regular wing?
Spicy.
That's a spicy wing. Again, so just cut to my camera a second. I'm not going to take a bite. This is like their piece. Look how crispy that is. Like, it looks like, I don't know, it's rock hard.
That spicy wing is fucking delicious.
Is it good?
It's delicious.
Is it? You're the wing boy.
That is, that's the peak.
I know, I'm going to crack
some. It's spicy as well. Isn't a biscuit just a scone?
I'm not sure.
Yes.
A scone? Never had a biscuit. I thought you were from America. Your biscuits and gravy. Move away from your mic when you're eating. Viewers will be dropping like flies. Right. That was lovely. The wing's definitely up there for me. Better than a KFC wing.
No.
What? Although, I don't think the original piece is going to be better. Is it not?
Nope.
Ethan? We did this thing. We were like, right. Oh.
Okay.
Ethan, where have you gone? There you go. Right.
Okay.
How are you feeling about it all? We've tried.
Ethan's addicted.
The wing. We tried the original piece. We tried the biscuit. It's delicious.
Can you slide me that gravy piece as well?
Yeah. There you go. I got mac and cheese as well.
I don't need to try that. I don't like mac and cheese.
Look at that. I'll have a little go.
I don't dislike it. It's just bang average shit every time, innit?
That's pretty nice.
Wait, hang on a minute.
What?
It's not that good. It's not that good. The wings that you are banging on about,
yep.
Drew.
Yeah.
The reason a wing is good, like a hot wing or whatever, is this a hot wing? Would it identify as a hot? Yeah. It's not hot.
No.
It's not spicy.
No, it's not.
That is spicy. Have you tried your wing?
It's not. Yep. It's not. It might be spicy for a, and I hope you can say this, but like.
Be careful.
A bit, if you're a bit of a pussy, maybe,
not sure you
Drew.
Can, but you've said it now.
So I think this is. It
doesn't pack a punch. You don't think that's got a little bit of heat to it?
Not really. But then again, neither
it's
is the
spicier
hot wing
than
KFC.
The KFC hot wing.
Here's what I say about the whole thing, okay? The burger, like we need to rate these things separately.
Yeah.
The piece isn't as good as KFC.
Definitely
the
not.
The KFC original piece, as we said before, might be the best thing on the high street in terms of fast food.
Phenomenal.
Right? The piece is okay. It's good. It's 7 out of 10.
7 out of 10. I agree. Yeah. Ethan?
I've just realised... I've been given two wings.
Oh, no. Maybe you can fly.
No. One of them is a piece. Hold it up.
No, they're both bones.
Yeah, there's bones
God.
In the
what
piece.
What do you think a piece is?
Ah.
You've got a chicken leg and a wing.
Yeah, the chicken leg definitely wasn't spicy.
Yeah.
Well, the wing is now, isn't it?
It's not that good, though.
Yeah, but it's spicy.
It's got it.
It don't fucking talk shit. You ate the wrong thing.
Oh.
The gravy isn't as good as KFC.
I think I disagree with you on that.
I think the wings are on par with KFC. I think the piece is worse. That burger, though, is fantastic.
Yeah.
That's up there with the best fast food burger I've ever had.
Yeah.
That's a really, really good chicken burger. And it would rival some of the ones we had in the Spicy Chicken Wars, which was the local burger chains.
Yeah.
doing their own thing. So if we were to rank these separately, they're fried chicken, wings and peas. We can clump that together. I'd give a 7 out of 10. The gravy, I don't even want to review it. The biscuit is nice, but it's a bit dry. The burger, 9 out of 10 club for me. I think that burger is fantastic.
Really?
I think that burger
wow.
was fantastic. The pickles were fresh. They didn't taste like every other pickle that's got the same sort of chemically taste to them. Those pickles taste different. Like they're almost like they're pickling their own pickles. The sauce is fantastic. The bread is very good. The fact that it stayed crispy for 2 hours is amazing. And it's still got a little juiciness to it as well.
Shows how many chemicals are in there.
I don't even care. Fantastically chemically, fantastically tasting. The burger is 9 out of 10.
Ethan?
The burger, I'm not a big fan of a brioche bun.
Yeah.
It must be said, I'm not a big fan of sweetness on the bun. However, the chicken itself, crispy, it's sturdy, it's not falling apart
it's
in my hands.
Not fit through, is it, like the ones that we had in the past?
Absolutely. It's a solid burger.
Mm.
And I believe the Americans call it the chicken sandwich. And yeah, for a chicken sandwich...
So do we. Weird.
It's good. But until the day...
Oh, God.
Until the day Chick-fil-A conquer this land, we'll never truly know what a 10 out of 10...
Whoa! The elusive 10!
We'll never know.
Did you have one in America?
And I loved it. I went to the baseball. A record score at the baseball happened, so the whole stadium got a free Chick-fil-A. And it's incredible.
Yeah.
Do you not like it because it was free? Because you're a tight ass.
No, I'm not a tight ass.
You are a fucking tight ass.
You are.
I'm not a tight ass. But the chicken, there must be said.
It must be said. 4 times.
$3 or $6, $7.
Yeah.
The chicken sandwich was the best. And we will never know. Okay. We will never know what it tastes
right,
like.
What about this one right
How about
here,
reviewing
right now?
The meal that you're currently fucking eating? Rather than one that you had 5 years ago.
Oh, the baseball, the game was brilliant. Highest score ever.
It's good, but I know better to your,
oh,
to
fucking
your
hell,
poor
right.
tongues. So I give an 8.
I give an 8 as well. It just misses out. I'm sorry, but do try out Popeyes because it is brilliant.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
It's worth a try.
Wasn't too bad of value. Let me review some stuff out here.
I do think that burger is better than a KFC burger, though.
Right, let me read some stuff out here.
Go on.
It is.
It is better. The chicken burger meal, medium, with fries and a drink, £8.
Okay, not too bad, not great.
5 chicken wings by themselves, $4.25.
Okay.
3 pieces by themselves, $5.50.
That's not bad.
Mac and cheese, $3.50.
Not great.
Gravy and a biscuit, £2.50.
Not great.
That's it.
Not bad price. I think right. the burger's the best thing on the menu, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely is.
And I'll tell you what, it's actually maybe even better than that. The fries.
Yeah, but we had them before as snacks.
Yeah, they're fantastic. Anyway.
Right then, that has been Halloween Live. Ooh, enjoy the rest of your night.
So spooky.
Patrons, get on it. patreon.com/sloppyjoespodcast.
Yeah, loads awesome. Of extra stuff there. If you haven't joined, make sure you do. Like Joe said, patreon.com/sloppyjoespodcast.
Yes.
We bring extra stuff out all the time. And also, once you've joined, you can go and look at everything we've ever put out.
Yes.
So there's shitloads of stuff to catch up on. More coming soon as well. So make sure you check that out at patreon.com/sloppyjoespodcast. The link is that. It's just in the description, so just click on that.
Me and Joe are putting on a little bit. We're having a little bit of a boogie on Friday the 8th of December. I'd love you to come. We're having a party. I'm launching a little music pod. So Joe said he'll kindly DJ with me. The Sloppy Joes are DJing at Canvas in Manchester. Starts at 8 o'clock. Be a good night. If you're coming over for the Bournemouth United game, come over a day early. It's on the Friday. And then United at home to Bournemouth. So do that. Tickets to tenner. Enjoy the rest of your Halloween. Ethan, you got anything to say?
I wouldn't be there. Because I'll be in Barcelona.
Ooh.
But I still hope your little podcast, Big Bonanza, is amazing.
Barcelona. Thank you. More like, boo! Barcelona. Bye. Just wave.
I'm
sorry.
Bye.
Wave.
Bye,
Ethan. Ethan.
Yep.
Wave.
Thank you for joining us. And we'll see you very soon.